Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 27th of December. Happy birthday to those of you who are celebrating today. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, season's greetings, everyone.
And also with me today, for the first time in a while, reuniting Team Nightmare, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Are we the nightmare after Christmas?
We are.
I mean,
nice.
You know, since you put it that way.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess that's it. So, Andrew, I'd like to start with you. And you've put up a piece over at MacObserver.com. There will be a link in the show notes to your top three apps for the year.
Yeah, I always like sharing my favorite apps at the end of the year, just something nice to look back on. Mm-hmm. So I have my top three favorite apps, and as I wrote in my article, and I think Charlotte says the same, these aren't necessarily new apps that were released this year. These are just ones that I've been using the most and I like. Mm-hmm. So my first pick is Coinbase. For good or ill, cryptocurrencies have really exploded this year.
And, that's true.
Coinbase is an exchange where you can buy, sell, and swap a whole bunch of different cryptos. It's like, in my opinion, it seems like it's one of the most popular exchanges in the U.S., at least. It's really easy to use. So you link your debit card or bank account into the app, and then you can buy and sell with your native fiat currency. Mm-hmm. And then you can either keep them in Coinbase, or if you have a separate cryptocurrency wallet, you can easily send that to the wallet. And you can also send it to other people as well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, spoiler alert, you're going to hear a little more about Coinbase later in today's show. So this is one that you use all the time for cryptocurrency.
This is okay. One I've used. I've used a couple others. They, to me, I think Coinbase is the easiest. And okay. they have a lot of nice deals. I think there's like a section where you can earn a little amount of free money in different kinds of cryptos by taking like little quizzes.
Oh, okay.
So that's nice. And then if you don't happen to like that particular crypto, you can swap it for another one. So I could swap my Cardano for Ethereum or mm-hmm. Bitcoin if I wanted to. So that's kind of a cool feature.
All right. Interesting. Now, as you mentioned, Andrew, Charlotte also has put up a piece about the three apps that she's used most this year. And Charlotte, what's the first pick for you?
Yes, I absolutely just ripped off Andrew's idea, to be honest. And to such an extent that actually my first choice is also a finance-focused app. It's called Plum. I really like this one. It lets you basically, you can pick a set of parameters and it makes automatic savings into a little account for you. So if you spend it kind of, you know, I think I have one that kind of takes out X percentage of my week, whatever I spent that week from that bank account, and it goes into a little savings account. So it basically lets you build up a little bit of savings or a large amount of savings depending on your parameters and your spending.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really notice it, you don't really think about it, and then you can look into the app and there's a little bit of money left over, which is a rather nice. It works really, it was pretty easy to set up a few months ago when I've done it, and it works really well. And I kind of set it aside, didn't think about it much, and there was a bit of money for some Christmas presents that I'd saved up, so it was a rather nice way to make it work.
Nice.
It works really well. Withdrawals are instant, so that's really good as well. You can take it from the Plum account into your normal bank account very easily, so you can spend that money
mm-hmm.
that you've saved whenever you want to, and so on. Yeah, I found it a very easy way to kind of put some change away.
Yeah. One thing I'll point out is it does say in the description that they are in the process of expanding. So not all of the stuff that Charlotte's talking about may be available outside the UK. So it's possible. Go check the website if you're if you're not in Charlotte's neighborhood and this sounds like an app that might be interesting to you. Then make sure it does. Yeah, it's available, but I don't know if everything it does is available. So but definitely finance apps are always good because they're always right there on your phone with you and can make some of that stuff a little bit easier to manage. Mm. So, yeah, always a plus there. So I definitely like those. Let's see. And it's usually a thing I will recommend to people as well. Like, here's a good thing you should have. So, Andrew, what's your second pick?
Okay, so this is an app I've talked about before. I've used it for... not just this year, like several years now, I think. It is called BookBub, and it is the app to use if you are a reader, particularly if you use and read ebooks. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the main category for this one. And what BookBub is, it shows you all the latest deals and sales for books in a whole bunch of different genres that you can choose from. So when you create an account, you select the ones you're interested in, like history, fantasy, sci-fi, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then you'll find all the deals in the app. I found a lot of really good books that were only $2, for example, and nice. The regular price is like $10 maybe. Mm-hmm. So it's really great. And yeah. You can always go back and change your mind and pick more categories or less categories. And you can also explore the other categories just to, you know, make sure you're getting everything. So I'm pretty sure the iOS app, it only shows deals for Apple Books. You tap the link, it opens the book in Apple Books, and then you can buy it there. But they do have an Android app and a web app. And I think on those areas, it supports Google Books and I think the Kindle as well, Amazon.
Oh, okay.
So, it's a really nice. I mean, everyone loves a nice sale, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to give a bonus pick to that, which is not an iOS app, but it's a Chrome extension that I use constantly. And it's called Library Extension. I know, super creative name. But if you go look up books like on Amazon or Goodreads or other places where you can look at books that are available, it will tell you if the ebook is available at your library or if the regular book is available at your library. And then I like the ebook thing because I don't have to go there. And also my book is never late to be returned because it just expires when you check out the ebook. You don't ever have to return it. You just go to open it one day and it goes, yeah, your due date came. And so you can't read it anymore. If you want to keep reading, go check it out again. So it's just a handy little Chrome extension and it's available on Chrome, Firefox and Microsoft Edge. And you can use that to see if you sign into the extension with your library information and then it will show you what's available. And I find that one very handy as people talk about this book is great. I can like go look it up on Amazon or whatever and it'll go, yeah, you can check out the Kindle or you can place a hold on the hardcover version and, you know, at your library. So here you go.
Yeah, that's good. It's always good to support your local libraries.
Yeah, especially with a lot of them having sort of been forced online recently. A lot of places have made it even easier to get a library card. You don't have to go there in person or anything like that. So that can be handy, too. I want to get Charlotte's picks and Andrew's last one. But first, I want to take a minute and talk about our sponsor today. As promised, you're about to hear more about Coinbase. So Coinbase believes everyone everywhere should be able to get in the cryptocurrency door, regardless of the level of experience you've had. If you've just maybe heard about cryptocurrency, like Charlotte and I, or if you're more on the Andrew end of the scale, Coinbase is here for you. They support, as Andrew mentioned, the most popular digital currencies. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase. So whether you're new to cryptocurrency, you want to diversify, or you just want a better way to access all of the markets and manage your portfolio, you can get started with Coinbase. And you don't have to buy anything. Just sign up and verify your ID. and all of the full offer terms are available on the website. For a limited time, my listeners can get $10 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/TDO. So if Andrew's pick sounded good to you, go to coinbase.com/TDO, coinbase.com/TDO. You will get $10 in free Bitcoin. That's a limited time offer, so make sure you sign up today. We'd like to thank Coinbase for sponsoring the show today. Now, Charlotte, you had two more picks to talk about. And yes. So, let's find out what your next one is.
So my next one is one that I really appreciate, but I suspect my neighbors do not. And it's Tabs, which is a guitar tab and music app. I really like it. It's a great way to kind of follow, you know, pick songs that you like and learn how to play them on the guitar, improve your playing. They have official chord tabs as well as unofficial ones that other users have worked out and put together. There's a nice feature called Shots where people can share videos of them playing, so you can kind of play along or follow other people's. I find the pro features the most useful. So I've got a pro subscription. It's $39.99 for a year. And a monthly option is kind of start at $4.99. So it's pretty good value, I would say.
Nice.
So, that's my pick. I've never found a song there that I could possibly want to learn that I haven't been able to. There's nice simplify options. So if there's some of those chords in a song are a bit complicated or ones you haven't learned yet or not comfortable playing yet, you can simplify the tab and it will bring it to a way that maybe you can play more easily and keep playing along. There's inbuilt guitar tuners tools as well in there, which is really useful, so you don't have to, you know, jump out the app to tune your guitar as well.
Nice. Okay. Interesting. I like that one. And I know, I probably know people who would also be interested in that. So, Andrew, what's the last pick you have?
Okay, so my final one is something, it's an app that we've talked about before on Security Friday. So okay. A little shout out. So this is called Simple Login, and it lets you create email aliases to, you know, if you don't want to give your real email to strangers or an app or a newsletter, etc., you can create an alias that will forward those emails to your one true email address. Okay. And the other person doesn't get that main address. As I mentioned, I like it better, or I prefer it over Apple's Hide My Email. That does the same thing, but with Simple Login, you're not really, you know, locked into the ecosystem. And it's also open source, which is also nice in security. So you can sign up for a free account with it. That will give you 15 aliases. And there is also an optional subscription to get unlimited aliases and other features.
Oh, okay.
So if you are interested in that, that's another option to check out.
Very cool. I like that. All right. And then Charlotte, you've got one more for us as well.
Yes. Yeah, sorry. Not sorry about this one, but it's TikTok. I've lost countless hours scrolling through. I suspect many listeners have, and we know that many millions of people around the world have. It's become huge in 2021. I discussed it with Chris Stockel Walker on Media Plus. He's written a book on TikTok, and it's just become one of the biggest apps in the year. As I was writing my tips, Insider reported that TikTok got more video app, more vid traffic than Google.
Wow.
Okay. I could see that.
More traffic went through TikTok than Google in 2021.
Okay.
We all know what's on TikTok. There's ridiculous sketches and trends and even some nice supportive communities and kind of dumb stuff as well. So you kind of find your place on TikTok, and it's good fun, and there's some amazing creativity on there as well. It's a help pass some of the more trying times of 2021. I think if I was to pick an app overall that has made the most impact, maybe not my favorite app of 2021, but one that has made a real dent in the world, I think I'd be hard pressed to find one that more than TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, That makes sense. Yeah, I could totally see that. So, yeah, that one's interesting. More than Google is the part I think that surprised me.
Yeah,
the
astounding.
Most. Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that after you recorded the episode and being very, very surprised that was actually the piece of information that we had there.
No, so. There's another amazing stat in that episode to do with, I can't remember quite how Chris explained it, but yeah, there's an astounding statistic about, you know, the amount of something from the Stone Age or something. It's just crazy how much content is going up there the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, it's making a huge kind of cultural impact. It's so yeah, that would be one of my third and final pick.
All right, interesting. I like it. I'm gonna drop one in here, which is sort of twofold. First of all, if you're not listening to Media Plus, you should be listening to Media Plus. It's a great show. Charlotte's an awesome host and always gets super great guests, but also has me on from time to time, just so you've been warned. But you should check it out. I'm gonna put in a plug here for an app called Glass. And it's kind of an evolution of Instagram. So Instagram has come out and said that it's not really for photographers anymore, that you shouldn't really be going to Instagram for photography because that's not really what they're about now. And my friend Aaron Hockley, who came and did some photography themed gifts with me on TDO, you can go back and listen to that episode and we talk about Glass a little bit. And one of the cool things about it is that, or at least one of the things I think is cool about it, is that there's not really a like button and there's not any sort of like follower count or anything like that. And the people that are there are mostly posting more artistic sorts of photos. So you can get like really nice landscapes or really cool patterns or somebody who's playing fun with the iPhone 13 macro lens, you know, and taking really cool close-up pictures of interesting textures of things around the house and whatever. And those are really fun. They're very interesting. It is a subscription app, but the subscription is like, I think, $30 a year or something like that. It's very reasonable. I really appreciate the very different vibe I get when I scroll through things on Glass. You can swipe to the side and see a little, you can tap through for the full photo. You can swipe to the side to see who posted it. It's not even obvious like whose picture that is, unless you're very familiar with all the people who are posting in your stream. And I like it a lot. And I have found that I spend a whole lot more time there than I do on Instagram these days. I don't post nearly as often as I do things to Instagram because it's not the place for like, here's a funny picture or I have a ridiculous caption for this thing that I want to go and put out. It's more for slightly more artistic kind of stuff, or at least that's what I have found so far anyway. And I really dig it. So Glass is also very cool and I like it a lot. So
that's cool. I should check them out.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely seems like an Andrew style app for sure. I would say if I was going to recommend one, that would be it. So, yeah, you can go check that out. We had a conversation about it. Aaron is a photographer. So it was very nice to have like the solid recommendation on that from him. And you can find out more from that episode of Daily Observations. This episode of Daily Observations, however, has come to an end. So I want to thank both of you for being here. Charlotte, as always, thanks so much for coming by. And I really liked getting to see what apps you use the most this year.
Thanks so much. See you in 2022.
Yeah. And Andrew, as always, thanks for coming by. I always appreciate when you're not here so that we can just talk about all of the terrible things that are happening on the security front.
Yeah, this was refreshing. So thanks for having me.
Yes. Please enjoy this Daily Observations palette cleanser for 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.